What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report!
Red Rover, Red Rover, don't think I'll ever be sober. I'm hitting up your girl on my mother's mobile Motorola. Red Rover, Red Rover, don't think I'll ever be sober. I ain't your Guy Ritchie, man, I am for real rock and roller.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the TPS Reports podcast.
And we back, and we back.
Back in Chicago from our little 1-2 punch with Little Stranger over the weekend.
Whoopsh, whoopsh.
Starting in Chicago last Friday, we rocked a sold-out show with them in Cleveland.
Sold out.
The following night, and now we're back in Chicago squeezing in a podcast before Term flies out of town for a little while. So I don't think there's going to be a pod next week.
Sound effects today. I'm not even going to talk.
Okay. You go full Michael Winslow on me. I'm more of an Eddie Winslow guy.
Bloop.
But yeah, the shows were a lot of fun. Chicago, Park
so
West.
So much fun.
I don't know.
We're legends.
Little now. Stranger also brought us up with during their set, and on night one, it was they were just doing like a bring
How
the rappers
many
out.
Do we rip on the deli? Many money, shimmy shimmy, many many.
I'll count that as a sound effect.
How many mics do we rip on the deli?
So they did How Many Mics, Fuji's remix, and...
which we did with them, Thalia Hall?
Yeah, they had a show last year with Andy Frasco, and we popped out just, you know, we weren't part of the show, but they knew we were from here, so asked if we wanted to just come up and do a verse. And we did that back then, too. Something about that Friday show, dude, that was just like...
We were in the pocket.
In the bag.
Thalia Hall, there was some hiccups... I think they like...
yeah, there were, but they were
They didn't
like,
know how, our verses, how long they were, and we didn't communicate it well. It was clunky.
I think they asked us to keep them 16s, and mine's a 20. They're both 24s, so like I stopped at 16, but they didn't come back in with the hook
or
something.
We're going to have a problem.
Yeah, so either way, this time...
I can't count.
It just wasn't even that. I think it was just like our set went great, but when they brought us back out, that was like one of the most fun I've had on stage in a while.
It was fun. It was
We
good.
Murdered it. I don't know. It just felt good. Maybe
I took a shot at
extra.
Tequila right before going out. I was just in the pocket, dude. I was in that right little, at least to me. Maybe some sober audience member was like, this sucks.
Well, I know
but
we were in the
I was
pocket.
Like, this fucking rocks.
Because the following night we did the same thing, but they switched the beat up and they did, what's the difference between me and you?
Still cool,
little
but
Dr. Dre Eminem flip. And we did the same verses, kind of the same tempo.
Not the shame pocket.
But no, I was in the proverbial bag on Friday and then like Saturday.
He was in a bag, I was in a pocket.
First of all, I puked right before we went out there and did that. Exactly. And it was just like, and I thought that would help, but we smoked a joint. It was one of those fucking fan given infused joints. So I don't really
fans
like
fans don't just give normal joints
no,
anymore.
They're all souped
it's 2024.
Up. So back in the day,
it's all
like,
sprinkled with fairy dust and got some snake coil around it.
My ritual would always be just like get as high as I possibly can right before I go on stage. And now I'd like a little bit, but I like to walk the line or sometimes just like not even really get high before the show. And then afterwards, I feel good. So that's how I was with this. I was just like, I wanted to be in my right mind more so for our set. And then after, we're like, let's smoke this joint. And that shit just didn't wear off. And then I got all anxious, paranoid, vomited. And then that whole what's the difference verse, not in my bag. Yeah. I was just like having an internal
last night and tonight.
Having an internal panic attack.
I'm gay tonight.
Thinking I'm going to puke. I'm like cotton mouth like a motherfucker swallowing between every bar. I'm like, oh, God, this feels bad. And then as soon as I'm done, Kevin comes up all cool with the Jameson bottle, which we didn't have Jameson, and I was looking for, like, where can I get some fucking whiskey without buying a $12 shot at the bar?
We asked the lady when they were, like, setting up our green room if we can get a bottle, and they said no, basically. More or less. They were like,
no.
Kindly
no,
said
I'm
no.
Sorry.
No! But that's fine. They gave us beers and whatever.
And I know I'm not the headliner. I'm not going to complain that the headliner gets a bottle and I don't, but they got that, and then they get a stage one, too.
What, you think they love whiskey more than us?
That's how rock and roll they are. They get a stage bottle and a green room bottle.
For sure. And when Kevin handed me the stage
and
bottle.
We get zero.
That was like my wanting alcohol low point of the night. And it was like I needed to be a rock star moment.
Might as well give me Epicac.
Took the pussiest little sip off it. Normally, I wanted to like pour a fucking triple shot down my throat, but I was just like, I like looked at it for a second. I like looked at Kev like, can I not do this? And he's staring at me like, what, are you gay? I'm like, sorry.
I'm gay.
No, you're not.
So yeah, I was struggling.
Struggling.
I was struggling a little bit for the what's the difference?
What's the difference between me and you? I looked up the song before he went on, and I was like, I'm not as familiar with this hook. Let me give the song a listen.
That's the hook.
That's it. That's all they do. What's the difference between me and you? And then on stage, I was improvising the what's the difference between me and you? It's the same difference between pee and poo.
No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
I gotcha. Fuck.
Damn, I think it brought down the house.
What else?
I think one sober audience member was sitting there like, that's actually pretty fucking clever.
Man, we also realized that we have like no friends. We put a bunch of people on our guest list in Chicago for Friday night. We're like, dude,
give a ticket away.
We're playing the Park West. This is a big deal.
Park
and then
West
everybody
is,
bailed. Our friends chose sides. They chose other shows over ours.
For a Chicagoan, it is kind of a big deal. It's a classy, legendary venue.
Nice place.
It's
also
like
just
most
like
famously the Super Bowl Shuffle was filmed on that stage.
And then even in Cleveland, we had like some. We were just like hooking
it's
up fans
turn.
We knew, and they're like, "Sorry, can't make it." What'd you say, dude's bike tire popped or something? We're like, "Just Uber." Yeah,
Rodney Mullet biffed it.
Anyways, yeah, we couldn't get. We have no friends, but we don't need friends. They sold out the show without our friends. Term almost got arrested in Cleveland.
Not even.
I don't know. You tell it.
I call the shots. Now we were,
I choose the sides.
I just went to pee. So they had an after party after the show, too, in Cleveland, which I had a much more different impression that, like, I have to go up and perform. And then it's like, it seems like it's almost over and nobody has asked me to do anything. And you would just come back to the merch like you just went up and did something.
Well, Loser Chris was hosting
the
after
fuck
party.
Am I, chop liver?
And early, it was
hawking
like
shirts over here. So I want to perform.
The regular show just ended. And yeah, we're kind of like on merch table duty. And he said, hey, you want to do a
duty
verse
on the merch table?
Second song of my thing. So now I'm thinking like, oh, that's soon. Like I got to leave here and go do that. I didn't know if he'd talk to you or whatever, but it was only like an 8-bar request. And I was like, dude, this is my in.
Right.
To just pop in 8 bars in and out, and then maybe I'm like time served for the after party because not only am I just getting old and tired and faded, and now my drunk is setting in. But yeah, I was already fucking vomiting and having a panic attack an hour earlier on stage. I'm just like, I think I'm just going to try and chill the rest of the night. So yeah, popped in and did a little 8-bar verse. And then afterwards, so during the after party, they like consolidated the green rooms. The venue wanted to clean up a little, so they just made us drag all our stuff from the various green rooms and just put them in the biggest one.
Right.
So that was fine. I did that.
The lower tier acts get the biggest green room.
I guess.
The higher tier acts get the tiny ones.
Maybe they got like
they're more private.
Extra shower in there or something.
Anyway. Yeah, everything was being consolidated.
And then after I had you were elsewhere and I was doing that, and then at one point it was just Little Stranger in that back green room. So I just like popped a squat and chatted with them for a little bit. And and Loser Chris comes in like 5 minutes into that, and I figure you're good. You said you were gonna pop up at the after party or at least like keep an eye on the merch table or whatever. So yeah, then I'm talking to John and Kev. Loser Chris comes in and just tells me, hey, man, I feel like I need to let you know this, but police just escorted Term out of the building. They kicked him out.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
VIP. I get
like,
a
what
police
happened?
Escort wherever I'm going.
And he's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I just like was looking
outside.
For you. I feel like I needed you to know that like they kicked him out. So he's gone. I was like, well, what the fuck now? I'm like, all right, sorry, guys. I'm going to go figure this out. And before I even like have a chance to, I don't know. Start that didn't even set in, and then you walked in the door like you were back.
I went to go pee, waiting for because I will go over to the after party thing, and like the vibe is just like nobody cares. I'm just standing at the side of the stage, like, does anyone want me to come up? Can I come up? The BPM is too fast for me. I want a slower song than this, so I'm gonna go pee. And then while I pee, some dude is in the stall, says my name. He knows me my name. I've never met this man in my life. Wink, wink. And no, he just like
I'm gay.
He waves me over to the stall. Obviously,
you want to be gay?
Pounding some nose beers, and I don't know. I feel like we were in there for like perhaps too long.
You didn't know anybody was keeping an eye on the door.
I didn't think anyone was keeping an eye on the door. I also thought he would have had some sort of method with which to ingest these nose beers, and he didn't. So then I have to like figure it out on the fly. It just takes longer than I expected.
Put him on the dude's fly. He sniffed him off his crotch.
Yeah. So
I am so ungay.
The second we're all done, and we're like, okay, I'm gonna go back and see if I can hop up now. And I don't even like this. I open the stall door, and there is a police officer standing there. He's asking what we're
just
doing.
Just waiting.
So I tell him we're just talking. We're just having a. We needed some privacy. We're just having a conversation.
What are you, a chick? He knows deep it's stuff. Either it's either you're shitting or you're doing drugs.
Two dudes
are not going into the bathroom. So I'll be like, we're just chatting.
I'm not concerned at any point because I don't have anything on me. I'm fine. You didn't watch me doing anything. It's not illegal to stand inside of a bathroom stall with another man. Despite what...
Doing illegal drugs off of his penis.
You might think. He just threw me out. He threw me out of the after party into the lobby. And I'm like, okay. I try to like mosey on over to the merch. And he's like, no. What are you doing? I'm like, well, this is all my stuff. I performed here. He says he doesn't care. Kicks me out.
Yeah.
And yeah, like immediate thought is I will go back in through the back way, which is the way I entered anyway, because I'm an artist here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So yeah, now I'm still in the green room with Little Stranger. Fuck. There's a couple more people in there now. And
I feel bad that I totally just blind-eyed and just walked away from the nose beers guy.
Oh yeah, he's screwed. He's in jail right now.
Not that I could have done anything. I don't think so. He just pushed him out the door also, and he went one direction, I went the other.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have anything to say to him anyway.
So now we're all in the green room, and this thing
you're
telling us what happened, and like they threw you out the front, you came back in the back and said, yeah, some guy met you in the bathroom and whatever. And then there's like a knock at the door, and like the dude who's kind of like our liaison for the night, who works at the venue, he comes in and he's just like, can I talk to the Palmer Squares, please? You know, both of us. He says, both of you guys.
I haven't had that feeling since I was in high school. When that happened, I was just like, am I fucking 17 years old? What is going on right now?
Also, the dude that was like... worked for the venue. He was the nicest guy all night. Anytime I asked him for anything.
Super nice.
That guy ruled, and he even like, there was like, we'll get into this later, I guess, but we got like extra paid a little bit. There were bonuses. I had no
Both
idea.
Both venues overpaid because like, they saw how awesome we are.
Live Nation is sponsoring this one, and they're doing a promotion right now to help artists on the road with travel expenses. So here's a bunch of free like Thanks. Shell gas cards, like cool. Hundreds of dollars worth of Shell gas. And we're like, what? We're about to go on the road again next month. Like,
Schwing.
This is huge. And another envelope that was part of the Live Nation promo with just 750 extra cash dollars in it beyond what we're making. I'm like, this... Like, you rule, dude. Thank you.
We had a good week, T.
So anyways, he was just like a really nice guy. I asked him to get me a Red Bull, and I don't know. He was just like the point of contact.
This man got my friend a Red Bull.
Yeah, he got me four. So then he asked us to come outside, and I've never seen him more somber. And he's just like, guys, which one of you was doing the cocaine in the bathroom? And I was like, dude, thought we were cool. It was just such a weird flip. And he's standing
Azon.
There. There's a giant police officer, just like a...
Yes, the one.
Looks like John Cena.
He's not even like... He's not even an on-duty cop. They pay him to stand around in this big, scary, militarized uniform and do shit like that. Just check on the stall every 10 minutes or whatever the fuck.
And then there's like a couple other people there, you know, people part of the show. And we're like, they're just saying, so there was a guy, you know, we saw him wearing.
It went from, in a matter of seconds, it went from what were you doing in the stall to who was that guy in the stall? And I'm processing this like, I thought we were all looking at me and now everyone's. Because I immediately, when I came back in through the back door, I changed my outfit.
Smart move.
I happened to dress.
Well, you dress very loudly. Yes. So if you're not saying anything, so like, people still know it's you. You're wearing like bright neon 90s windbreaker. You stick out like a sore thumb.
Hell yeah.
So then, yeah, the circle.
Dialing, profiling.
Liaison and police guy, they're like, they're describing you, but
the
not by your
jacket
face.
Jacket and the orange beanie.
Yeah,
like,
he had big sunglasses on and a.
Tucked away now.
Just describing you to a T. 10 minutes earlier, but they're not. They're just ignoring the fact that it's you. You're the guy with the same face, and they're just talking about the shirt you were wearing and the hat. And
the
you
cop's
changed
not
shirt.
Retarded.
Yeah,
he looked me in my face. I didn't change my face.
You think he was just kind of being nice at that point?
I think he realized at that point, like, this guy's a member of the whole like function that went on tonight. He's like part of one of the bands.
He's a rock star. He
I'm
should
not
be
trying
doing
to
drugs.
Fuck up all. Yeah, all of that shit. I think, you know, obviously at the moment when the guy opens the stall, like, I'm just some concert goer.
Yeah.
I'm just some guy there. And he's like, get the hell out. So in that moment, he's seeing like, I didn't want to like fuck up like the whole night for all the artists and everything. So then, yeah, he just kind of like played dumb in that.
Everybody in that circle was playing dumb, except maybe the House of Blues and staff, who genuinely were just trying to comply with the cops and be like, "Who was it, guys? Come on, just fess up." And we're all, we know the drill. None of us are like, and I'm not lying. I'm just like, I was in no bathroom with no man.
I had nothing to do with this. I went in to pee. Guy waved me over to the stall. I went and just said, "What's up?" He offered me something. I said, "No, I'm fine." And I just fucking hung out while he partook, and then we left together. That was it. I already like said all of that out loud, and then it turned into, "But who is the guy in the Technicolor coat, Joseph?"
That's obviously me.
And the
funny is Seth's middle name is Joseph.
So I went from saying, it was me, and lying and just saying I didn't do nothing, to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that guy was.
I just didn't want to jeopardize my relationship with the House of Blues. I was about to snitch.
Same.
I was about to be like, "It was him. He always does this stuff. It's him."
and yeah, like 10, 15 seconds into the weird, let's all pretend like we don't know who the guy is, I just moseyed off like, "All right, well, y'all figure this out." Yeah.
It's so funny, too. There was like a Sam, one of the dudes, part of the after party. I'm not getting arrested
for having nothing on me.
Another artist dude, and he was just like, he was doing the like, face, you know? And he was just, to me, it was such clearly an act, and I loved it, because yeah. I swear at one point they were like, he was wearing a purple windbreaker, like a very 90s windbreaker, and a yellow hat, and then Sam goes, "Yellow windbreaker, a purple hat." Like, he like switches it up, and he's just trying to like throw everybody off the scent. I'm like, this is hilarious that we're all standing here. Yeah. Feeling like we're about to get sent to detention.
Describing me. We're all standing here describing me.
Yeah.
And acting like I'm not the guy we're describing.
But yeah, nothing happened there. It was just, of course, in that, I don't know, it was like 1 minute of like, wait, is he getting arrested? Is he thrown out? Now, guys, I got to run. We got to figure this out. And then you were back.
Yeah.
And we back.
I don't want to jam up nobody else or anybody else is standing with the House of Blues. I certainly don't want to be not welcome back.
But it was me. It was him. But, yeah. It was him. He's the 90s guy.
One beer through my nose. Relax.
But yeah, other than that.
And the fucking jerk off cop. So I even had the thought with my migraines and everything. By the way, migraines are still somewhat present, but
that's obvious.
When the dude offers me, I'm like, I don't know. Is that going to be? I haven't done a bump since all this shit started going on in my head. And who knows what's going to trigger it. So that did cross my mind, but power of temptation, I'm like, give me here.
And also, like I said, it was that after party. This show, there's four acts on the bill. We already drove all day from Chicago that morning. It was like, I was, whenever I had a chance during Little Stranger's set to get off my feet for a little while, I was taking it because I was getting tired. Yeah. And then we still have to perform at the after party. It's like, we're there until the venue closes and then some, you know? So I understand where your head is at, too. Like, you know what?
Where's your head at?
I could use a little something right now.
Some fuel for the fire. And it was fine. It didn't affect my head at all. The second I opened the stall door to a police officer, who's like, "What's up, boys?" Flashing his badge. Yeah, fucking like my blood pressure shoots up and my heart accelerates. And then that triggered a fucking migraine. That asshole, son of a bitch, bastard cop.
It wasn't the coke. It was the cop. It's the egg rolls, not the ecstasy.
It's seriously.
Yeah. Well, did you feel migraine-y on stage either night?
I had throbs. I've had throbs every time we perform.
Migraine update.
At some point, I get throbs.
I definitely noticed Cleveland.
Nothing full-fledged.
We were up late, obviously, in Cleveland, and didn't go to bed until 3 or 4 for sure. And then I'm waking up, like usual, a few hours later to take a, was drinking too much piss. Drinking too much piss. I was drinking too much, and then I had to wake up and piss. To
can't
clarify.
Take it back. You spilled those beans.
I am so ungay.
I woke up with a migraine yesterday.
You were like writhing in the hotel bed a little bit, just kind of like I saw you holding your head and going like,
yeah, I woke up with one, and
you weren't doing that while we were like
waking up with one is confusing because I'm half asleep also, so it takes me like 25 minutes to realize like get up. Eat some Excedrin or something.
Chug Coke. 7 a.m. Chug a Coke.
Had a bunch of people reach out. I thank everybody who's reached out for their concern and their advice. A handful of people reached out. Spencer.
A lot of them said, play booming loud shows and then do cocaine and stay up late.
Be less gay. I did schedule an appointment with a neurologist at the suggestion of a couple people.
In Chicago or in Florida?
Chicago for when I get back.
Okay.
So... who knows what that's going to do? I told you the other day, this is like the worst thing. Probably the activity that I have that has been triggering throbs the most is whacking off.
And let's tell the people about how often. Is it a daily whack off?
I said I'm getting daily throbs. So put it together there. No, that's not cool. That can't stand. That aggression will not stand.
So are you telling me
if I can't whack off?
You've whacked every day since last week's podcast?
Probably.
And you've had
probably took a day off.
7 migraines.
It's not. I don't. It's not migraines. Took a day of rest. It's just it triggers throbbing from whatever I'm doing. It's something starts to onset the throbbing, and then I have to finish whacking off with throbbing because I'm not stopping.
I remember that old.
Obviously,
song.
I'm coming.
The head bones connected to the jizz ball bone.
The jizz bones connected to
the boner.
The head of the cock.
Yeah, see a head doctor for sure.
But should I see a ball doctor now too? What's going on?
See a bald head doctor.
Yeah, I can't not be whacking off. That's not good.
Yeah.
Or should I not whack off?
Well, you're also leaving town to visit your lady.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like.
So I have to see if this translates into actually boning.
Right. Or is it maybe it's a, yeah, maybe it's just coming from your hand.
From boning.
Yeah.
Or like from sitting. Or
you can rule out sex and start looking at that damn pesky hand of yours. Like, how are you doing this?
Or like, if I'm breathing, do I breathe weird when I whack off? Speaking of whacking off, I watched that Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah. Do you like that? Did you whack off to the Ariana Grande montages?
Man, that potato shot.
There's something about it.
I have to say, I'm going to do my classic thing here where I defend things that I probably
pedophiles,
shouldn't
defend. Where you defend pedophiles.
Chomo Groomer take here. I don't think that Dan, what's his name? Schneider?
Yeah.
I don't think like a lot of what they put against him in the thing is like that damning. It's like, ooh, he yelled at his staff or whatever. But those videos, 100%, he was whacking off too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't have a cute like teenage girl pretend to squeeze the juice out of a potato
just cuz like the, there's footage of him like being
water
so
in her face.
And everybody they're just so handsy with the kid actors
handsy.
Too do you watch all the episodes of it?
I did
that one like first of all Dan Schneider doesn't
one sitting I watched
you
all.
You do I had the same thing where I like watched it and I was like well it almost makes him look like not that bad because they do end up shifting the focus onto actual convicted
right.
fucking
pedophiles. Actual guys who fuck Drake Bell in the
dude,
ass
that one the one main dude the clip of him and Leonardo DiCaprio the all that like hand mm-hmm. squeezy shit
yeah
so creepy. Like, he's just, they're looking, it looks like a work relationship, like, I'll see you later, you know, we'll see you tomorrow, and you give him a little squeeze on the arm or something. Like, it's okay for people to have, like, a slight, you know, whatever, you tap somebody on the shoulder, or, I don't know, minimal contact. He's just, like, his fingers are knuckling up, just trying to get another little grab of Leo.
Slipping and sliding.
Another little grab
over.
Of Leo. Here, let me pinch his
and Leo has
his
to
spare
reciprocate.
Tire. Let me grab his fucking buns a little bit. Mm. He's like shifting up his arm. It's just such a weird, and you can see that's going on there. They're like, happy birthday, 12-year-old actress, and they're all just hugging a little too long.
Yeah,
she's gross.
Yeah, that guy was fucking kids
for sure.
That other guy, and then also like the other guy who sends his wang to the little girl who was like an extra on all that or whatever.
Pickle Boy.
No, so Pickle Boy is the guy who's touching Leo.
Yeah.
Who I guess is the only one who was bonafide raping kids, right? Because
there was one other dude, but I don't know if it was, he had child porn.
Right, yeah. And then there's the girl who was like an extra on all that, and they interview her mom. I don't know why they talk about this girl like she's dead. They never say she's dead. She talks about her daughter like she's dead, all because this guy who was like the production assistant or whatever on all that, he would like walk you to the set.
Yeah.
They traded emails, and then her daughter starts like she's like emailing back and forth with this grown man who works at Nickelodeon, and she's like, I don't see what the problem is. And then down the line, he sends her a picture of his wang, and he's like, this is what you do to me or whatever.
Yeah. You did this.
We were just talking about AIM, AOL back in the mid and late 90s and our experiences with like
actual
going
pedophiles.
In chat rooms and being asked by grown-ups your age, sex, location, and
we would send it honestly.
The guy sending wieners to you and Eric, yeah, and you guys being like, it was hysterical.
A guy would send us. He's a grown man. Send us pictures of his giant cock, and all I can remember is me and my friend Eric like falling down laughing.
Yeah, like two kids and, like, at a sleepover, gut laughing at this man's
he
wiener.
He said his fucking dick, dude. Like, that's his dick.
And then they got to talk about it. But if you were interviewed in this Nickelodeon documentary, you'd have to talk about it like it was the worst day of your life. And you've never been the same since.
Well, they should try to find that guy. Like, that's a fucked
sure.
up thing. But even like Drake Bell said, he was like, to me, these are just my coworkers and my friends. Like the pedophiles.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's not weird to me because, like, if, I don't know, you're supposed to, at that age, you're supposed to still be sheltered from the reality of, like, just the animal nature of humans in the world. Mm. You're not supposed to know, I don't know.
You're supposed to wake up with your dialogue coach sucking your dick.
Yeah. That started, dude, I was telling you, it's like when it's getting into the nitty gritty details and Drake Bell is there and he's talking, he's just like, so I woke up and he was, and I'm like, here we go. We was what?
Licking your
and then
lips.
He goes, sexually assaulting me. And I'm
come
like,
on,
oh!
It's too vague.
What was he doing? Was he licking? Was he blowing? Was he stroking? What is he doing?
He clearly wasn't fucking your ass while you were asleep.
Yeah, I'm like, say it
nobody's
slower.
That deep of a sleeper.
But either way, and there was at one point,
but teenage boys do get boners when they're sleeping.
But it was so much vaguer.
It was 100% the guy.
He's just like, yeah, it's just like, it was so, so bad. And I'm like, you're not saying, I guess it's tough to work through those details. And yeah, I also shouldn't be like salivating at the mouth like, what did he do? But I'm like, I do want to, I'm interested. I've been watching this for 2 hours.
And I'm always sunny in Philadelphia and Charlie's uncle. And he's like, he's going to touch the doll. Yeah. As you watching Nickelodeon.
But at a certain point, I did appreciate at least he goes like, look, I'll say it like this. Like, just imagine the worst thing.
I didn't like that, though.
I can imagine something
worse than whatever it was you experienced.
No, but at least, like, now in my head, I'm like, face fuck, butt fuck. Okay. It's like, this is like a Mad Lib.
Whips and
I'll
chains.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. I've seen, who was that guy? Max Hardcore. He Max Hardcored you, Drake?
And this was like, I guess just after my era of Nickelodeon watching, like, but I remember all that. I remember the Amanda Bynes show. I didn't watch Drake and Josh and all that. I would have if I were
I didn't
born
remember,
a little later.
I've always known what Drake and Josh was because when we started out posting videos, people always said I looked like Josh Peck.
Yep.
Or the guy from Drake and Josh, Josh from Drake and Josh.
The less hot one,
but
sadly.
when they showed stuff from all that and the Amanda Bynes show with him, then it all kind of came back to me. I wanted to say when you guys brought this stuff
up. It was nostalgic
up,
as far as like watching
I
old. Like, hey, I'm like,
I didn't
I
watch
all
the Amanda Bynes show. And then the second they showed it, I was like, oh yeah, I did. For sure I watched
this. I watched
this
every day.
I was like 11 and I loved this.
That's a Dan Schneider quote. She was like 11 and I love that.
I don't know. The Drake Bell stuff, though, it wasn't the worst thing I can imagine.
Well, he didn't say actual details. And I thought it was like, I don't know, whatever. Like,
but I know it wasn't
as best as it can be. Like,
if you
a,
say that, I'm gonna imagine something borderline murder, and that's not what happened.
I guess Drake Bell has his own fucking checkered past too. The old hurt people. I guess he's also accused of or like guilty of.
I'm gonna go get the papers. Get the papers.
Yeah. But also, it's like whatever. I'm boss move enough to just sit there for an hour and just tell people that you got butt fucked.
Yeah, like, I mean, it can't be easy. He still also comes off like a weird douche to me. And
well, of course.
Why is he wearing
that's his
like
upbringing.
A leprechaun tuxedo?
Child actor.
Gay pompadour.
Yeah, he grew up in Hollywood.
It's still like these documentaries, there's still a lot of just like performative nonsense about them. I don't like these documentaries where it's, first of all, it's 4 episodes. Probably could have been 2. Tops. You could have whittled this down. If not just like one long one. I hate when documentaries are like hosted. Half of it is just hosted by these like culture writers. That's what it says, quote, culture writer. Culture writer. Some blogger is like giving me third hand gossip instead of like just writing.
Even so, and there's like a lot of stuff where
for your documentary. It's being narrated by some tabloid columnist.
A lot of these shows, because they're like dime a dozen too, the way they make like true crime or these like expose video series, and like they do a lot of like reenactment footage, and I always base like how good a documentary is on is if they're not using too much of that. Like they're just telling a story about getting phone. He was calling my phone nonstop, and it's just all like these weird pans of an old Nokia
and
from
the
like
music,
the time of
the intense music and the timpani.
But they're not
the
showing
piano.
You any like this actually did have a good amount of like the archival footage of the Nickelodeon scenes that are really fucked up to be like that sexual for these four kids, like by kids for kids programs, sex jokes that are very adult.
Yeah.
And it's like, even with The Simpsons, be like, yeah, that's what was good about it. It's like kids can watch it, but there's adult stuff. It's like, yeah, but this isn't The Simpsons. It's not for the parents too. It's for the kids.
I think there's like historically in that kind of programming, like there are jokes for the parents because parents have to watch some of this shit with their kids.
Yeah, but they don't need facials, dude. There's like gack facials.
So there's like borderline. I think it's like fine when they put in stuff that entertains the parents.
I was actually a little surprised to see how many, because even I was just like, they're gonna cherry pick like the three weird things over 30 years, but there was a fucking lot. There was like a lot in those montages of like potato they just do these montages crazy. Of these pickle and potato, and they're always like squeezing, and you want to get smacked with the sausage, like so many of these weird scenes that are very phallic and like goo shooting on the girl's face or her. Like having the water fountain shoot across the room and she's getting in her mouth.
But the whole thing
like a golden
like,
shower video.
So like there's a, it was Britney Spears' sister gets the goo on her face. In the scene, it's like another actress is like trying to open a, it's like a one of them flavor ice type of things.
Right.
Like a, or a Go-Gurt or whatever.
Go-Gurt.
She's like biting at it and then they cut to her and it's splashed. So they interview the other girl and she's like in tears. Like, and that wasn't okay. It's like, that kind of shit is a little gay. It's like, fucking get over it. You made a little joke where a girl got splatted in her face. I get that the context is fucked up now, but do we got to talk about everything? Like it was 9/11?
I loved a good Go-Gurt.
The lady telling the story about her daughter getting that email with the cock in it.
It's an email with cock in it.
Here's what I don't like is like, it's, I get it. I'm on your side. What the guy did is atrocious and it's wrong, but you don't then have to spice it up and even further sensationalize it with the weird piano music and the
they do though
it's building it up for the mom to be like, and then it was a picture and the picture was of
his cock.
Dun, dun, dun.
But that's exactly what television is.
It's all so sensational television,
bro. I told you I was watching an episode of my new favorite show, Hell's Kitchen, and I started back at the beginning, so I'm on season like 4. And there's a scene where like
he was fucking the kid raw.
It was raw. So the two chefs are like having a spat, and you know they're just like kind of trash talking each other. And then there's one shot of the guy. He's just standing there looking at him blank face because he's like whatever. He's like, I can't believe he said that. So he's just looking at him with a stern face, and they blur out his mouth and go doot bleep, and his face. He said nothing.
It's like a cartoon.
They want you to, the television show wants you to think he's angrier than he is, or they're trying to like force perspective, some sort of emotion on you.
Right.
The dude's muscles in his nose, and like you can see when someone smiles, like their face shifts a little bit. This dude didn't, nothing moved at all, but they're still like, boop. Like they wanted you to think he was there like, fuck. But he wasn't. He was cool and he said nothing. Like I rewound it. I'm laughing. Like I can't believe sometimes the links they do go to on reality shows or whatever just to
usually
like
they'll film
to make,
make
you
sure
think
they
something
get,
that isn't happening is.
They'll make sure they get footage of them doing every and any reaction in the book. So like in Ink Master when they do the judging of all the tattoos and they all have to stand there in the same room. It's like they probably stand there for a half hour while they show them video of gross things to get everyone to get a face of them going, ugh.
I think they have a warm-up guy.
Show them a hot lady to get a picture of the guys like nodding like in approval.
I bet most of these shows have somebody who does like 5 minutes of something funny-ish. And that's when they like somebody then says something shitty about another contestant.
Or just
and then they cut away to them snickering and laughing.
Squinching
it's like,
their face.
That wasn't, that's totally from, I've edited enough video
stock
to know.
Emotion, yeah.
They stole that from another reaction and tried to make it look like she was laughing at them, you know?
So it's like,
so yeah, they
know.
Have to bolster it with this, like, make it, this is kind of messed up, so let's make it look really messed up.
Yeah.
Cue the music.
You already have a quality story here with a guy doing very suspect shit. You don't have to, like, sensationalize it and, like, further skew things with the dramatic music and the editing. Just fucking tell me the email that your daughter got. You probably told this story 50 times.
It's just not as effective.
It was really crazy, too, just thinking about, like Drake Bell got banged before they did any Drake and Josh stuff. So then you look at any of this footage they show
that
of
show
Drake
was on
and Josh
for
stuff.
Many years, right?
Probably.
Like a long time.
Sure. So then any of the footage they show after that, you have to think that, like, in this kid's, like, looking at that kid in this little clip of this show, It's like, this kid is pretending like he didn't get raped by his dialogue coach and is pretending to have a good time right now.
Good actor.
It's crazy, dude. Good actors. It's fucking crazy.
Here, we got to keep today's episode a little short, so why don't we...
Yeah, I got to get out of here, dude.
We'll see if there's obits, but before that, I need to mention that this Friday, March 29th, the Napalm hoodies, the half dyes with GoodNote, those are going on sale. You probably already saw a couple videos, and there's going to be a lot more. We're going to do nonstop promotion because this is only a one-week sale. This Friday at 3, the site goes live. You can go to goodnotestore.com. We'll put a redirect link. If you go to our website, it'll be very easy.
Oh, yeah.
We're only going to do it for a week. We're going to squeeze this sale in before our touring starts and all that next month. And fulfill as many orders as we get, and we'll probably try to do a second release in the fall or whenever we can. But for now, you got 7 days. This Friday to next Friday, the sale's going to end April 5th at midnight, and get your orders in before that, and get yourself a custom, one-of-a-kind, hand-dyed Napalm half-dye hoodie. That was a good promo. Fucking crushed that promo. So yeah, 1 week only. GoodNote, Palmer Squares, mashup hoodies, and what was the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, I think they're going to be $80 a piece. $80 for your custom one-of-a-kind hoodie that no one's going to be able to get after steal. Next Friday.
Yeah.
Get yourself
You're
one.
Actually stealing from us, you guys.
People are goddamn stealing from me, Elliot. Yeah, we talked about the price. I think the last hoodies we did were like $65 or something. Nothing's gotten any cheaper since then. And the quality of hoodie that we are making is a little better than the ones we did 4 years ago, too. So we're all trying to make $3 extra.
Shrinkflation, you guys?
Shrinkflation.
Bidenomics?
Yeah, dude.
We're building back better.
Term's the king of shrinkflation. When we were on tour a few weeks ago, Term was like writing out our prices on stuff. And for just no reason, you're like, I think we should do the CDs for $5 and like knock 10 off the hats.
Yeah, whatever. It's 2024. People don't listen to CDs.
Yeah, but it's 2024.
We have 800.
Shrinkflation. Stuff's more expensive than ever. Why are we the only people lowering our prices?
I don't know.
I was like, no.
I'm just
CDs
such
are
a
still
good guy.
You're not. You're a terrible businessman. Good guy, terrible man of business.
Yeah, that's how capitalism works.
You want to spend $2,000 on a run of shirts and just like throw them in the crowd? No.
No.
Yeah, hoodies. This Friday, 3 o'clock Central Time. Go to GoodNote Store. It's going to be available for a week. There you go. Now, let's see who died this week.
Somebody died, now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Arr.
That's not what I wanted.
No.
Anyway, this week. Oh, yeah.
We got drinks. Oh, look at this. Wow.
Yeah, I totally forgot that we bought these Jack and Coke cans at the gas station before going to the hotel, and then we didn't open them.
No, we didn't.
This week, we said goodbye to the legend. Oh, yeah. Screen legend.
Hold on. This just sprayed
Wait, just hold
Pepsi
on.
Coke all over my shit. No, actually.
M.
You go. I'm holding on.
Emmett Walsh. Known for his role in such classic movies as Blade Runner, The Jerk, Raising Arizona, Blood Simple, Fletch. Oh, yeah, he was in Knives Out, too, a couple years ago. I remember when I saw Knives Out, I was like, Emmett Walsh isn't dead already? And now the answer is yes. Yes, he is. Emmett Walsh is dead.
His name's Emmett?
Hardly knew ye. Yeah, you know who this is.
Emmett Walsh?
Emmett.
Emmett.
Yes, the guy from Blood Simple. The bad guy.
That chick at the top?
Remember this guy?
Oh, yeah. He's in...
He's in a million things.
I know. I recognize him from... Is he in one of those like Christmas story things? Is he in Scrooged or something? He's got a very Ebenezer fucking
he
demeanor
does have an
about
Ebenezer
him.
Demeanor. Blade Runner, The Jerk, My Best Friend's Wedding. That's what you're thinking of.
Oh, never seen it. Actually, what I do know about that is my old drum instructor is the drummer in the wedding band in the movie.
And Mr. Caldwell, the gym teacher at Tarkington, was an extra.
Really? And they must have just shot that whole damn thing in Chicago.
Yeah, speaking of pedos, that guy was a little touchy with the fifth grade girls.
He was a little liberal with the, with the drumstick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Christmas with the Cranks. That's what you're thinking of. I know this is people's favorite part of the podcast. When we just read through.
We just read an IMDb.
A dead guy's IMDb. Oh, he was in Snow Dogs. That's what you're thinking of.
I have no idea what that is.
You have no idea what Snow Dogs with Cuba Gooding Jr. is? It's about him doing the Iditarod?
Right. Yeah, it was more of a Balto man.
Is it about him doing the Iditarod, though? Whatever. M. Emmett Walsh. We hardly knew ye. He's a guy in Raising Arizona who's like, he's got his sandwich in one hand and the fucking head in the other.
That could probably be the thing that I... Like the first thing.
Raising Arizona. I know Raising Arizona. He's that one bit part. Blood Simple is like a huge part of the movie.
I know Raising Arizona better as a movie than Blood Simple. I haven't seen Blood Simple in 10 years.
Yeah. I watched it pretty recently. It's pretty great. Coen Brothers? Have announced that they are joining forces again and will begin filming in the fall of 2024. A horror movie.
Yeah! Coming at you!
I'll watch it.
Coen Horror. They said there will be lots of blood.
My horror enthusiasm has really caught up to me to where I got nothing left to watch.
Yeah.
I'm like looking for it, but I'm not looking to go back and rewatch. I'm like, what's like a fresh watched it? It's like they're not good anymore, so it's just like, yeah.
No. Did you see
really
the
wearing thin
Sydney Sweeney horror movie?
I haven't seen it, but I know that that exists. I'm watching Euphoria right now, so I've seen her big titties like twice this weekend. God. That rules.
Yeah.
You know what sucks, too, is, like, I know she's of age in the show, which is a really good show. I've known, everyone's told me the show's good for 5 years, and I'm just like, whatever, it doesn't seem like my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm out of shows, so I started watching Euphoria, and it's fucking good.
Man, this chick shit is all right.
Am I a chick? So, Sydney Sweeney's got her big titties out, but, like, she's so hot to me right now. Like, grown woman her. Like, not 6 years ago. And she's obviously, but it's like, yeah, she looks like a fucking high school kid. That's why they cast her. She looks super young with giant tits, way beyond her age.
I'll have her then.
And I'm just like, man, it's like it's still great. The whole show is just boner city. Mm-hmm. Every 10 minutes, I'm hiding a boner from my fiance. Archie, sit on my lap. Wait,
he's totally doing that, dog. That's like all I've seen of it. And what I've seen of it is like,
it's a very well put together show.
It's very well done.
Just in terms of like
every time I've seen it, though, I'm just like, they did not make this for me.
It's very cinematic.
Yeah, it's very too well cinematic. Shot. Yeah, because I went to high school, and it was not this cool and hot.
No, it wasn't.
It was pretty gay.
Do we have any other obits?
Yeah, she has a horror movie, and I follow Letterboxd. Do you know what Letterboxd is? Letterboxd Media.
Yeah,
I like Letterboxd, and I like what they're doing. It's also like the fucking queefiest hipstery community ever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the last like truly good, like really, really good modern horror movie. I don't fucking know.
So I watched something they did with it where interviewing theater goers about it, and they all just ball washed it, and they were all fucking queefs.
I did watch Dream Scenario last week, and
like,
that
I don't believe any of you.
It was more horror movie than I thought it was.
Love Dream Scenario.
Like I thought it was just kind of a dramedy.
Would have nominated Nicolas Cage myself.
He was really good.
I would have given it to Paul Giamatti, but I would have nominated Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's a great role for him to be not only decent in that role, but also like the corny, not decent that he is fits that character perfectly. Like he shows up at a dinner party and pretends to drink the wine, and he's like, and it's so cringy. And I'm like, that was great. Like he's supposed to be a very socially awkward.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
exiled guy in this.
Which is a very modern phenomenon, which is being hated by millions of people who've never met you.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful take on that phenomenon, that the psychology of it.
The movie was very reminiscent. I know it was A24, but speaking of modern-ish, 10 years old, I think, but it was very reminiscent of It Follows to me. And I mean like the neighborhood that they're walking in. It's like the neighborhood from the beginning where the girl runs out of her house and, dies in the beach. Like it was so similar to that, and a lot of the like more horror scenes of like what's going on in the nightmares that involve his character. It was very like the scenes in It Follows where like the
I thought they
their tether monster,
with
you know, that only they can see is coming through the door.
Right.
It was like the horror scenes felt, I'm like, maybe there's like somebody worked on both films from A24.
Possibly. It also had a very Louis, farting when you come.
That was funny.
was like, I can't not think of Louie, but probably the best scene in the movie. And Nicolas
Do you
Cage's
get migraines
face.
When you fart? Do you still have farts?
Oh, dude, I'll be farting. Farts, I feel still like, relieve that. The pressure.
You
got to
learn how to
my
do the
cranium.
You gotta, that's your dream scenario, is doing the cum fart at the same time. You get a headache and it cancels out immediately.
Oh, my God, that would feel so good. It's like one of my favorite sensations as a human being is when you have to piss really bad and then you're peeing and then you fart while you're peeing and your stomach is like, ugh. You know what I'm talking about? That relief of farting while you piss. I can only imagine coming is equal, if not better.
Longtime Baltimore Orioles owner Pete Angelos dies at 94. And also,
wah, wah, wah,
you want to put on All By Myself or what's the other one? Or Hungry Eyes. Because Eric Cartman,
fucking son of a bitch,
singer and frontman of the Raspberries, dies at 74.
I got you.
His last words were, screw you guys.
His last words were,
I'm going to heaven.
R.I.P. That was this guy's name.
All by myself.
Eric Carmen. Pardon me. Frontman of the power pop band The Raspberries, who went on to achieve success with songs such as All By Myself and Hungry Eyes, just died at 74. Biatch.
One more time.
I would like to read more about Eric Cartman, but I think we did it, and I want to do a fan question before we have to wrap up. So, R.I.P.
I remember downloading this song on Napster.
Same, dude.
In 1997.
For sure. I think I memorized it. I was like, that was my...
Because mine is a
bitch. When I was younger, like 12 and 13, I would try to rap along to Twista verses and Andre 3000
verses. Baby Got Back.
Fast raps. I would like read the lyrics. There were still lyric pages online back then.
AZlyrics.com.
So I would read along to the song, and that was like the beginning stages of me wanting to be able to really rap, I guess, one day. Yep. And I lump Kyle's Mom's a Bitch into that. I remember like trying to memorize and spit fast that verse when I was a kid. If you want to call it a verse. Anyways, fan questions.
It's time for fan questions.
Sweet lady, 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 lady.
Fan questions. TPS report.
All right. Somebody writes in. It says, gentlemen. So, boys, I just watched the Eminem Cole Bennett Lyrical Lemonade video. I totally understand the wild fucking intense critique. To be entirely fair.
Video is like useless.
It really is. It doesn't add much. It showed up on my YouTube algorithm during my after work special, which consists of listening to women and child women tell me things that they experienced during the hours they endured without my presence. I get it. Go on a balcony, hit weed, hold in, take shot, sip beer, then exhaust weed from lungs. After those 5 minutes, that Eminem video it's y'all spent like 20, 35 minutes ripping apart wasn't that bad. Well, I mean, your life's a disaster, sir, so anything would be a step up at that point.
What are you talking about, the BET thing?
No, he's talking about the music video for that Benzino diss from the Lyrical Lemonade album. We played like...
What wasn't bad? What did he just say wasn't that bad?
It says, the fact that you're conscious of how he, in fact, wasted that beat speaks on how either one of y'all could have bodied that beat. I only say this because I watched the video. I used to rap. I used to be cold. I'm a used to be now. the passion lives on. It's easier to digest said video when you're watching it. Like, you see Eminem, so it works. Without it, it's whack. I actually felt the same way. When I was watching the video, I was like, no one needed to make this. It's not adding anything to the song. Except that when I watched it, I was like, I was feeling less critical about the lyrics in general. Something about watching along.
Probably
just hearing it was
16th
tough.
Time you'd heard it. That's
maybe,
probably why.
Maybe
I'm
worth
it. Numb to it now.
Maybe.
Numb to the gayness.
Yeah. That's why you don't hear motherfuckers bumping Eminem in the whip. Do what you will. Didn't call in because.
Bumping Eminem in the whip.
I didn't call in because I knew Term probably wouldn't allow this many words without absolutely cutting all thoughts off. First time, long time.
Writing is going to help.
No, he hates you, sir. It says, love you, boys. Just joined the Patreon. Can't just be giving Matt and Shane money they don't need when y'all could do more with it. All love. Well, thank you. That video is whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't like make the song better just because I can see Eminem.
I don't think there is something about that, though. Like,
it
even,
makes it seem
even the
more
old,
useless.
Nixon, JFK, televised debate theory. There's just something about like a visual being attached that maybe lessens the audio what you're consuming from that realm or something. But yeah, when I watched it, I remember thinking like, I guess it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I was being a jerk.
Eminem's handsome and he's not so sweaty.
I
don't like how they had other rappers lip syncing stuff for him in the video.
Here's another voice.
It just didn't make sense.
Term, buddy. I feel you on this, man. I get these migraines too. I'm actually feeling one coming on and I'm going to a comedy show tonight.
Joke's on you.
I thought of you and figured I'd call in and let you know. Excedrin does work.
It does.
Don't eat it like candy. It will fuck you up and it'll make you piss blood and shit blood. And if you ain't already shitting blood, you will be. Don't eat it every day and you should be fine. But if you really want my honest opinion, for me, a good whack-off sesh.
Wow.
And then going just rubbing right
it in my
bed.
Face now.
Unbelievable.
Just rubbing my whack-off in my face.
I can't believe that. I didn't know that's where this was going.
Yeah,
clearly you didn't hear the first half.
Not all bodies are the same, my friend. Right, I also have some medication. Spencer was hitting me up about something triptan. It's like all sorts of triptans. So he was talking about one triptan, and then a family friend of mine, she takes another. So she gave me some pills that I have, like, in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Excedrin has been doing much more of the trick than Tylenol or anything else. Excedrin does, like, within 15 minutes kind of clear shit up for me. This morning, I woke up and realized I had to return the car. So I, like, jumped out of bed and was like, oh, snap. And I get to the Avis, I return the car, and then I take an Uber home. In the Uber home, stomach starts attacking me, like, gurgling. I got a shit. And then I jump back. Dude drops me off like half a block from my house, and I'm like, this is fine. This is fine. I can run. I'm not going to try and explain
it. Pull up, dude.
And I just jog to my house. I get inside. I got diarrhea, and then the diarrhea triggers a migraine. So I'm on the toilet with diarrhea and a migraine, and I'm going, ah! I think I woke up my neighbors.
And I mean this, you got to figure your shit out. Seth, you got to figure out what's going on with you.
My body is gay. You're the one with the gay body. All of a sudden, my body is like, no, I'm gayer.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
And
I actually had a doctor's appointment.
Every day is going to suck for you now.
I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for like 45 minutes from now, and I canceled it because the thing I wanted to go about sort of cleared up. I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Here he goes on.
Sesh, and then going right to bed. Sleep.
That used to be my routine every night. Whack off, go to bed. And I would whack off and like come and then fall back on the bed like,
just fall asleep in a blanket of your own jizz.
And I can't do that anymore. Because now usually, like post-nut, I have to like fucking pace around squeezing my head.
It helps me. Takes it away almost every time.
Man, he's really rubbing it in.
Can't do that during a show.
He's rubbing it out.
Whacking off really helps. Yeah, for me, it's like I'll chew on my gums a little bit when I have cotton mouth, and that seems to set it off like crazy. So if you notice you're doing that without really paying attention
to it,
I'm not
you, dude.
Cut that out. Definitely high grade.
We have different things that are going on here.
All that shit. Much love. Stay up, bud.
Thanks, doggy. Also, last week I was talking about the tailbone injury, and I think I joked about them being related. I think they are directly related. I think I
could be.
Some trauma to the base of my spine is resulting in stuff at the top of my spine, which is my head. I think they're correlated. I don't know. We'll see what the neurologist does. I went and saw a chiropractor also.
It's like, couldn't hurt.
Didn't hurt. Didn't cure anything. Still getting them, but cracked the shit out of me. I don't know. We'll see. I'll try whacking off some more, dude.
Could hurt.
If I'm getting advice to whack off, I guess I'll try it.
All right, I had some more voicemails up, but we're on a tight schedule. What time do you actually have to like leave my house?
Like 45 minutes.
All right, well then we got to end really fast. Napalm hoodies this Friday. GoodNoteStore.com. Be sure to grab one of those before the sale ends next Friday. 708-797-3079 is the hotline, and tpsportspodcast@gmail.com. Write in, call in. We're going to be off next week, and then we'll be back, so there's plenty of time to get your, you know, let us know what we missed. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks. PalmerSquares.com/shop, and Planet of the Shapes vinyl and Junkyard Samurai vinyl still on sale at bishoprecords.com. P.O. Box, the Palmer Square is P.O. Box 47772, Chicago, Illinois 60647. And tour dates coming up, starting in Texas next month. We're in Austin for Ben Buck Day on April 13th. And then a week later, we're going to be back in Texas, even more cities, including Austin again, to start our Escape from the Zoo tour. All the dates listed on our website. I'm not going to read them right now, but there's a lot of them, and tickets for most of them are on sale. We're going to be starting in Texas and heading west, so we're going to be in Colorado, Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington,
Vancouver, Nevada. Back to Vancouver.
Yeah, we have a lot of cities.
We don't acknowledge the rest of Canada, just Vancouver.
Also, these are not rap shows.
Y'alls are dead to me.
So I think that's going to be great. But just to all of our fans who know, and a lot of like the show with Little Stranger, you know, that's more or less a rap show. They do a little bit more than that, but Toby Raps is rapping, Damn Skippy's rapping. This is going to be us at rock shows.
Spitting them rhymes.
You're going to be seeing the Palmer Squares at like indie rock events. So if you like that stuff, hopefully
Hobo
that incentivizes
train
you even
hopper
more.
Punk. That's what I call it.
And then Everwild also, we're going to be there. We're performing Friday night. That's the first weekend in August. Tickets are on sale for that too. Get them at palmersquares.com. And yeah, this week we were on the road with our pals. One of those pals, Damn Skippy, just dropped a new song about being on the road all the fucking time. It's called Road Dog. Find it in the Smoochie Gang playlist. And let's go to the Patreon. Let's do another.
Oh, you didn't know? Yo ass better call somebody.
Sign up for the Patreon. It's only that's another thing. When
can't
we go,
believe I remembered that.
When we have to take a week off or something, perfect time to sign up for the Patreon. There's so many episodes you may not have heard yet. Go back and listen to over a year's worth of exclusive Patreon eps. It's only $3 a month. It's less than a dollar an hour for all of our weekly extra stuff. So check it out. We're gonna go do one more short one right now on Patreon. Enjoy Road Dog by Damn Skippy
and
as always. Kill Whitey.
Free Julian Assange. Free Dan Schneider. Free pizza.
Palestine?
Kill Whitey!
All right, we off tour. I'm home for a week. I got a high life. We in the studio. Let's fucking go.
Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down. Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down.
I'ma make it drop so low.
How low?
How low?
Even Rob Lowe say whoa.
Whoa.
That's low as hell. The way I stay on track, make a train be wrecked.
Train be wrecked.
Bye bye, see you later. Life got ups and downs like elevators. Try to be an innovator, but we always on a move. Running like refrigerators, regulating the groove.
Groove, come on.
Yeah, 24/7. Peep the menu with the 7-Eleven. Water and some cashews. Bathrooms out of order. That's some really bad news. I feel really bad, guys. Stayed up late, ate chicken pad thai. Saw the sunrise, barely closed my eyes. That was Van Call, and I'm paying the price.
Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down. Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down. Another day in the life, I miss my girl so bad. Wanna make her my wife, I miss my dog so bad. It got me catching the flight. I don't wanna share a bed, I'm only being polite. I don't mean to torture ya, but I got the first chair in the snorkel's drill. Yeah. Nobody's staying mad at ya, the whole crew got a little sleep apnea. I got no sleep, in the last week, but with them on stage, I'm an athlete, running on like a bad lady. You still can never, ever, ever, ever pass me, come on. I'm sassy in the morning for sure, went to the nectar of the God, the quad espresso. And now I'm ready to talk, set the clock, set the GPS, and let's rock.
Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down. Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down.
3 o'clock loading, whole crew broken. Hands hurt worse and my toes stay frozen. Here we go again, no, I don't know them. If you ain't on the list, need a ticket to go in. I got a little advice, better have work gloves and a couple of knives. Zip ties, gaff tape, and a couple of guys. When
I got this much damn merchandise. House lights so bright might hurt your eyes. Local guy said better get circumcised. Had to cut it short cause I stay on point, sorta like a pitchfork. I'm a hip hop purist, not a tourist. MCs get served quicker than a Keurig, locked like a fortress. Hard to ignore this when the whole crowd loud singing the chorus. Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down. Gotta get it poppin' when I'm dropping these hits now. Got a couple grand in the bank, my clothes fit now. Living on the road, everybody about to get down. You ain't come to party, big dog, better sit down.
Yeah, better sit down. You ain't come to party, big dog. Better sit down. Yeah, you better sit down. If you ain't come to party, big dog. Better sit down.
No, we're gonna have to cut that.